This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As Mitchell was talking about up at the beginning of the program, the September jobs report comes out tomorrow. Nancy Marshall-Genzer's in for David tomorrow on our morning show. She will have the news as it breaks. But whichever way the data goes, a still strong labor market, if cooling slightly, is a safe bet. We just don't actually have only a single labor market in this country. That's really important. There are sectors and slices to be taken that can give us better insights about what is happening. And for us today, the sector in the slice is temporary help services, staffing agencies that supply temp workers to all kinds of different businesses. Less so, though, lately. The number of temp jobs in this economy has fallen every month this year. They're down almost 250,000 since their peak in March of last year. And a trend like that can signal a recession's on the way. But as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carina reports, and as you might have heard a time or two, the labor market's a little bit tricky to read these days.
When Alexandra Golden starts her day as a temp worker in Tampa, it can take a minute to get her bearings.
I have lost track of days, and like everything blends together now.
Is she heading to her job doing inventory of car parts or managing parking for the state fairgrounds in Florida? Or is she a receptionist at a traffic control company, a card dealer for a casino party, or maybe some combination?
There's a whole world of jobs out there that will take you on an as-needed basis. And luckily, I have five of them.
With the aid of a color-coded dry erase board calendar and a sense of adventure, Golden says since 2017, she's been able to cobble together a pretty good living working temporary jobs. She gets paid around $15 to $20 an hour, a few dollars more than before the pandemic. For some jobs, she's hired directly, but others are through a temp agency, which calls her on the behalf of other companies.
Hey, we have a job that starts tomorrow. It's for about a week and a half. Can you do it?
The temporary help services industry really got going with the rise of management consulting in the 1970s and 80s, says David Weil, a labor economist at Brandeis University and author of The Fissured Workplace.
The word of that day was focused on your core competency. Do what you're really good at and shed everything else.
That means jobs in payroll or janitorial services, software testing and development are now regularly outsourced to a web of subcontractors, often on a temporary or on-demand basis. And the ebb and flow of this workforce can be an early sign of a coming recession, says Ron Hetrick, a senior economist at labor market analytics firm Lightcast.
The first thing you do is you let go of your kind of flex staff because the cost of letting go your permanent staff are way higher.
But this time around?
Everything we've been experiencing has never happened before.
Like companies laying off all their workers and then needing to hire them back really quickly. That led to an explosion of temp jobs during the pandemic. Many of those positions were made permanent as companies scrambled to both retain and attract workers. Given this, Brandeis professor David Weil says, despite that thing about sticking to core competencies, we could be seeing a shift in the trend of outsourcing so many jobs to staffing agencies.
Workers are not going to be satisfied, and employers are realizing that they have to make bigger commitments to their workforce if they want to retain them.
But the temp industry is still bigger than it was right before the pandemic began. And it works for some people, like Alexandra Golden, who says she'll keep her five jobs. Despite the uncertainty and lack of benefits, she enjoys the variety and the flexibility of never getting pinned down.
Today is my first day and tomorrow is my last day, which is kind of nice. Like, I never truly feel burnt out working all of my jobs.
Even if it does require advanced color-coded calendar management skills. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.